Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Happy Monday morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. And as we kick off your week, I understand it's going to be a hot one. And it's already in the 70s out there, mid-70s, where I was this morning. I don't know. I felt the humidity already.
Oh, yeah. My relatives from New Hampshire and Massachusetts would say it's going to be a scorcher.
A scorcher.
Or wicked hot.
I love that. It's true. Sounds like a Kennedy. When I return, Mary Jo and the call were gone. I wonder if anybody said that to RFK Jr. this weekend. You have to wonder. Good old Ted Kennedy. We've forgotten about good old Ted Kennedy. And now his family is in an uproar that his nephew is out there talking about endorsing Donald Trump.
And is apparently planning to campaign with him, says more Democrats are going to be backing Trump.
I know.
This is big.
I'm just saying. It was the big news on Friday when he did that. And I got to tell you this. Kudos, shout out to the Annie Fry show, because I tuned in. That whole thing happened later than anybody thought. But Annie carried a big chunk of that live. And I was able to listen to it on her show because I was in the car at the time. And we'll get back to more on why later, because Carl and I did a little day drinking on Friday. But I got to listen to it. And she carried a big chunk of it even after the networks cut away from it. CNN cut away from it almost immediately. Fox carried it for a good long time. Then Martha McCallum started to cut in after it had been going on for like 25 minutes. And then they found a raw feed and they picked it up again. And what the man says about vaccines, what they've done to our children, what they've done to disease in this country was pretty impactful. And I hope people had a chance to listen to it.
And just talking about the dirty tricks the Democratic Party's done and the great lengths the Democrats went to keep them off the ballots in a number of these states.
Yeah. I've got some of that sound this morning. We'll play for you in case you missed any of it. And then, of course, he was on with Shannon Bream yesterday morning, and he had an opportunity to expand on some of that. And she asked him some good questions. So I was happy to see that. It's just a matter of listening to him. They don't agree on every policy, and I've said this before. He's a Kennedy, so at his base core, he's for bigger government. But he does want to. He said he wouldn't be in favor of eliminating some of these bureaucracies, but he explained very clearly what needs to happen there. And I couldn't agree with him more on that. And we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here shortly. I want to mention this on you've heard me talk a little bit about Old Monroe Distillery. Carl and I got a chance to go over and visit it on Friday.
Very nice people.
Kim was invited. She couldn't make it, but I couldn't say enough about the folks over there. They're fantastic. Adam and Laura. If you've not tried this product, because they make a lot of different stuff, you need to go over there and check it out. They do tours. It's right there in Columbia, Illinois. It's a quick drive across the JB Bridge. I think you have to call in advance and set up your tours if you want to go in there. But they do sell some products right there in the store. I'm telling you, that single barrel bourbon that we had, Carl, been stored in the Ambarana wood. Oh, so good.
Yummy.
Took
Tasty.
My bottle home and cracked it open Did that you? Night, in fact. Yes.
I brought home the lemon flavored whiskey, and my wife and I had that as well.
Yeah.
Wow, lemon flavored whiskey. I've not heard of that.
They've got a Missouri, they've got a mule, right? I call it a Missouri mule, but they've got a the drink with the ginger beer in it.
Moscow mule.
The Moscow mule.
Yeah,
Missouri mule. They've got it barreled, like in kegs. And they're selling this stuff like crazy to bars and stuff, so you don't have to do the actual mix in a cup. You just pour it right out of the keg. It was outstanding.
And nice.
Very refreshing on a hot day. So if you get a chance, you got to go check them out because it is a fantastic operation over there in Columbia, Illinois. All right, let's get to this morning's top stories, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I have a very big family. There's a few of them that are troubled. But, you know, I think we all need to be able to disagree with each other and still love each other.
There you go. A message of unity from RFK Jr. I've got a big family and a number of them are troubled. I think he summed it all up right there.
I think what RFK's endorsement really shows is that the Kennedy Democrats are actually more at home in the Republican Party of Donald Trump.
Didn't take J.D. Vance long to hone down the messaging on what happened on Friday. A common sense Democrats with old-fashioned values are more at home now in the GOP.
Trump's going to do better than the polling shows.
I'm saying he underpolls. Traditionally.
Means he's going to do better in the election because people are too ashamed to tell a pollster they're going to vote for.
I don't know.
That was Jane Carville, in case you didn't recognize the voice, pointing out what many of us knew already. Trump often underperforms in polls, but he overperforms at election time.
Departments tell First Alert 4 they are closely monitoring the spread of monkeypox, also known as Mpox. This comes after the World Health Organization declared the virus a public health emergency.
Oh, my goodness. Just batting down the hatches there. That report from Channel 4 this weekend, I should say, or it might have been Friday night because I don't think Corey works on the weekends over there. But Kim, did you see that story?
No, but just hearing that now, wow, I think we should all wear masks. I think we would all feel more comfortable.
Well, the reason they did the story is, and I know no one in the sound of my voice is going to take, nor should they take any comfort in this. St. Louis County is prepared to shut things down again if the old Mpox comes to town.
Oh, I'm sure Sam Page is salivating.
Oh,
hearing it's a global pandemic, whatever they're calling it now, global health. Whatever.
That was the greatest news Sam Page has ever received when the World Health Organization put out a warning about Mpox potentially making an appearance right in the United States. I'm not suggesting that Dr. Page wants anybody to die. Don't get me wrong, but he does love the power that comes along with a good health emergency when he can randomly shut down your children's sports despite plenty of evidence that a doctor should be able to see that children were least likely to be affected by that first round of COVID that came through. But we shut down youth sports anyway just because he could. And restaurants and all, you remember all of it, random businesses just being closed down. This is the report that Channel 4 did. It's only about, what, 30 seconds long?
No.
Well, a little longer than that, Carl.
A little longer.
Play cut 21, please.
Health departments tell First Alert 4 they are closely monitoring the spread of monkeypox, also known as Mpox. This comes after the World Health Organization declared the virus a public health emergency. And you may remember the WHO issued the same warning with COVID-19. However, unlike the early days of COVID, there is already an Mpox vaccine available, and right now the virus is mostly contained to Africa. There are no cases in the United States, but if one pops up in our area, the health department will be prepared.
We have a team that's prepped and ready to go and respond in a case. We do get a case of Mpox clade 1B, but for the most part, yes, we're just kind of watching the situation to see how it develops.
Yeah.
Well, if cases show up in our area, the St. Louis County Health Department, Department of Health says there is a national stockpile of the vaccine that has to be distributed by the federal government. But if you
want
one now.
That's good, Carl.
Thank goodness.
Oh, my God.
Thank goodness so there's a vaccine. So if they're as effective as they were for COVID, we're all safe. We're good. The St. Louis County is going to bring out their little circles, you know, that all the businesses had where you have to sit in your little circle that's 6 feet away.
Yeah.
You know, stop the spread.
Yeah.
Do your part.
The restaurants that couldn't open up because they didn't have enough space to accommodate enough clients to make it worth opening up because all the tables had to be 6 feet apart.
And Fauci admitted that was basically a bunch of nonsense. He pulled that number out of his, for lack of a better word, butt. And, you know, go get your laminated vaccine card because now these restaurants, especially in the city, I remember several, are going to require you to show your Mpox vaccine.
They have to start putting your tents up again, so you can't eat inside, but you can eat outside and still be inside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, get your igloo ready for the winter.
Common sense. Yeah, exactly. Coming up, speaking of vaccines, I want you to hear some of what RFK Jr. had to say about that this weekend. He hit on it a little bit in his speech on Friday, but Shannon Bream kind of drilled down on him on some of this on Sunday morning. I'm going to get to that for you straight ahead. And right now, Carl, who is bringing us this morning's national anthem?
Oh, Mark, I think we're going to do, hold on, where is she?
Oh, he's still deciding?
No, I got it right here. Ah. Leanne Rimes.
All right.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And President Trump says that he will reopen negotiations with President Putin and end the war overnight as soon as he becomes president. This alone would justify my support for his campaign. Last summer, it looked like no candidate was willing to negotiate a quick end to the Ukraine war, to tackle chronic disease epidemic, to protect free speech, our constitutional freedoms, to clean corporate influence out of our government, or to defy the neocons and their agenda of endless military adventurism. But now one of the two candidates has adopted these issues as his own, to the point where he has asked to enlist me in his administration. I'm speaking, of course, of Donald Trump.
So basically the answer he was giving there was there was no quid pro quo. Like, he didn't promise me a position if I endorsed him. We had these conversations and I told him I would love to have some input on that. But there was no, if you endorse me, you're going to get a cabinet position.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I thought was interesting. Shannon Bream kind of drilled down on it and said, but what if you were given a cabinet position over some of these agencies, like, you know, the FDA and some of the other agencies that you've complained about? And I had to say, I enjoyed his answer on this one. Go to cut 7, Carl, please.
We have these agencies that have become sock puppets for the industries they're supposed to regulate. So they're not really interested in public health. Everybody, the most profitable thing today in America is a sick child. Everybody's making money. The hospitals are making money. The pharmaceutical companies are making money. Even the insurance companies make money. And we need to end those perverse incentives. We need to get the corruption out of FDA, out of NIH, out of CDC, and make them function as they're supposed to function, which is to protect public health and particularly children's health.
I know this sounds silly, but I have chills listening to that because I could not agree more. There is so much corruption. I've talked about that, how I feel about the FDA, all these organizations, these government groups that claim that they're all about your health. That's bogus. They need you to stay sick because that is how they make money. That's the only way that they make money.
No profit in a cure.
Which is why
and there's no profit in no wars to the other comment he was making there. If you stop foreign intrusions, the military industrial complex in the United States stops making money. And that is not anything their lobbyists are ever going to stand for. So they're going to support candidates who want to go overseas and send American troops, mm-hmm. right? I mean, at the end of the day, that look for excuses, the neocons, as he referred to them in his speech, to get involved in wars.
Yeah, you know, I don't agree with RFK on a number of things, and probably the one that sticks out the most would be abortion, because when I believe it was Sage Steele was interviewing him, he had said, oh yeah, full term. Then he kind of walked that comment back. But clearly he and I do not see eye to eye. Although Trump has said he would veto it if they tried to pass any legislation that was included a federal ban on abortion, he would veto that. I support a federal ban on abortion. So it's not like I even agree with Trump. But if RFK were to say have any sort of a role with the FDA, I can't even tell you how excited that would make me. Because I actually think he could make a big difference.
I saw a person comment on social media yesterday who's who said that conservatives have abandoned their principles in support of one man, Donald Trump. I was really disappointed to see his comments because at the end of the day, what are your options at this point? And his issue was that due to Trump, they've changed their platform, their approach to abortion, the Republican Party, simply because of Trump. My argument is he got Roe v. Wade overturned. What the hell else do you want? At the end of the day, you either have Kamala Harris as president or you have Donald Trump as president. So people who feel that way have got to suck it up and get out and do the work to get Donald Trump elected. Because if not, it's all going to get a hell of a lot worse when it comes to abortion. They'll reinstitute abortion up to birth in every state in this country if they have power. It's all about power. It's like Quentin Tarantino said. I'm going to play this for you a little later. It took us a while to clean it up. But it's all about freaking winning. And that's all the left cares about. So why don't we care about it more? Would be my question. Back with Kim on a Whim in just a minute.
Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
You know what I haven't heard people talking about much are the two astronauts who are stuck in space. They've already been stuck there for 80 days. This, by the way, was supposed to be an 8-day mission. Okay, to the International Space Station.
Sit right back and hear a tale of a fateful trip.
So astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, they were already supposed to be back, okay, because they left in June. Well, now it comes out, according to NASA, sorry, guys, we're going to need you to stay there until February. That's wild. That is wild. They're saying that everything is equipped there to be able to accommodate that. So it's not like this is some crisis. But this is really not getting, I don't know, it's not getting the attention that I thought it would, especially, and I did not know this until very recently. I forget who we were talking to. Maybe it was JJ Carafano talking about how Kamala Harris is over all of this. I mean, like, she kind of, like, she's the border czar. She has her hand on anything related to space for the administration. That was what he was talking about.
Does that make her a space cadet?
She's a space czar.
I just wondered.
Mark's cracking jokes at 5:38 here on Monday morning.
I mean, she's a little
morning.
Bit of a space cadet. I think that that's probably the perfect job for her.
And Boeing, man, Boeing, I'm sorry, cannot get it right with the planes and now with the spacecrafts. Just everything is going wrong for Boeing. Listen to part of this report talking about what the heck happened.
The Starliner vehicle suffered setbacks with helium leaks and thrusters that abruptly stopped working on the initial leg of its first crewed test flight. Engineers spent weeks trying to understand the problem and alternative ways to bring the crew home.
We have contingency options. We've put those in play. NASA always has contingency options.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to send that spacecraft back unmanned, and then SpaceX is going to go rescue them in February. But they're still stuck there.
Now, the Starliner is a Boeing product, right?
It's a Boeing product,
yes. Were there
yes.
some doors loose or something? What was the problem?
Helium leak. No, the door flew off as they were flying there.
It was a helium leak.
It was a helium leak and some sort of a thruster issue, which, if I'm being honest, I don't even know what that means.
Well, that's the ability to generally steer the aircraft into the right orbit, I guess, for...
Well, that would be important.
...to come back into... Yeah, that would be... That matters, because you don't want to miss.
Safe.
Well, that... So Boeing seemed to say, we're okay, just try it. And NASA's like, let's not try that.
Hang loose, and the new head of NASA, Elon Musk, under the Trump administration, will send somebody up to get you in February.
February? Can you imagine?
Tesla up to get you in 5 months.
We're going to send a cyber truck up to you.
Can I rescue you
at the International Space Station.
Mark and I saw a Cybertruck.
No, I know. I've seen him
every day
I see him quite often now.
They're parked out there all the time.
No, but I see him on the road, and you know that they love the fact that everyone turns around to see who's driving that.
They're so ugly.
I know.
But anyway, to your point, these poor people are going to have to wait until February to come home. And I'm not claustrophobic. I'm really not. I am impatient. And when I was on that flight to Alaska from Dallas, and they told me it was going to take 6 hours and 50 minutes, so almost 7 hours, I watched a movie. I took a nap. I woke up. There were still 3.5 hours left. I wanted to get up and open a door and jump out. I mean, I was just done. Can you imagine being told you're in this confined space in space and you can't leave for 5 more months?
Yeah, but how big is the International Space Station?
Because that's a 5-bedroom apartment.
Okay. That's not terrible.
So you can move around to 5 different bedrooms. Come on, have a ball.
That's not terrible. I am claustrophobic and honestly a little bit impatient too.
So my guess is that they're astronauts, so they're prepared for this eventuality.
They know it. It's a possibility.
The isolation. Maybe they're both only children, and isolation is something they're used to.
I guess I would not be thrilled knowing. I mean, there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. If there are
lawsuits
already,
why?
Boeing, you need to get your act together. Oh. What is going on? Seriously,
well,
it's like
there are 9 people up there in this 5-bedroom apartment.
That's rough. That is really rough.
There's supposed to be 7.
Come on, we're going to bunk together. Let's get in our bunk. But you think they have bunk beds there at the International Space Station? They'd strap them down so that they don't just float up to the ceiling. Wouldn't they have to be strapped down to do anything? Like, seriously, like sleep, go to the bathroom? Don't you have to wear a seatbelt, basically, if you're using the toilet?
My guess is you have to be secured or know what's going on. I've never been
on tight to the toilet.
I've lost weight, but I've never been weightless. I don't know.
I would love to know that. I don't think I would do well in space. I feel so bad for these people. I don't know why it's not generating a lot more talk. I feel like the Biden administration has said nothing about it, probably because Kamala Harris is supposedly in charge of all of, like, she heads it up for that administration. Not like I'm saying this is all her fault. Clearly, Boeing had an issue with its aircraft or with the spaceship. And I know these things can happen, to your point, Mark. But man, this whole situation just fascinates me that this is supposed to be an 8-day mission, and here we go.
Well,
actually, it's going to be like 6 or 7 months. Just you hang tight, literally hang tight. We'll get you
when
we can.
Here's the other thing. When the Gemini and all that stuff was going up back in the day, all of the astronauts were all about the same age. They had been in the Air Force or some other branch of the military, had gone into NASA. They were all in their probably late 20s, I would guess, at the time. These people are not spring chickens. Butch is 61 years old, and the lady, Williams, is 58 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been there for a while, so I'm sure that they're used to it.
Well,
right?
that actually is probably a better thing in the sense that they, I would assume, do not have a young family. Now, if you look at Hollywood, people like What's-His-Face are having kids at age like 70. But I would assume that these two astronauts don't have young families who are wishing that they were back home. You know, they have a family that's probably really sad about it, but it's not like they have young children running around.
They didn't go up there expecting to be gone for 5 months.
Longer
honey,
than that. It's going to be
honey,
6 or 7
be,
before they...
I'm going to be a little late getting home.
Don't wait. Go ahead and eat dinner like for the next few months because I'm not going to be home.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. Joking aside that... It seems like it's a bigger story. Given the amount of money you spend on NASA, how in the world did we let this happen? We've been to the moon and back before. I know we've lost astronauts, but I'm just saying, that seems like a little bit of a flub up.
Well, that's true. Thinking about just the financial aspect of this, and I'm clueless about this particular stuff. I just don't know much about the way these missions work.
This is the best part. They didn't take enough clothes with them. So they're having to fly extra clothing up there for them.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah. It says it right here. Early in the week, NASA used a SpaceX rocket to deliver more food and supplies, including extra clothes for the two astronauts.
Honey, I'm out of underwear. Could you bring more underwear?
They didn't pack enough.
Well, certainly they didn't pack enough.
Staying.
They thought they were going to be there for 8 days, not 7 months or whatever it equates to. Yeah, 7 months. 8 months? That's crazy. Yeah, I'm a little surprised they can't get them back a little bit sooner, but my gosh, I feel for these astronauts. There will probably be more that comes out about this, but they're not coming home till at least February, it sounds like.
Yep, so they've all been up there before, so they're all not new to this. She's a two-time, this is the third time for her and the second time for him to be up in space, so they're all good.
Well, first-timers
good for them.
Being
Stuck.
Stuck, yes.
All right, coming up. You know what? Generally speaking, I've been a fan of the Foo Fighters for one reason, Carl. One reason only. They are big fans of Van Halen, and they play their music a lot.
Of course.
But that all may be changing. My opinion of the Foo Fighters is about to go down the crapper, and I'm going to explain why when we come back here in just a minute.
In the states where I would have been a spoiler, I'm going to get out. So it's about 10 states.
That's nice. I'd call him a hero for that, wouldn't you? But unfortunately, when he spoke at Trump's campaign the other day, they were playing this song in the background, Here Comes My Hero, by the Foo Fighters. Everybody who knows what Foo is. And the fools in the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, chief fool among them, has threatened to sue the Trump campaign for not having permission to play their music. He's apparently a screaming lefty who is mad that the Trump campaign.
Jim on a whim.
Jim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
You know what I haven't heard people talking about much are the two astronauts who are stuck in space. They've already been stuck there for 80 days. This, by the way, was supposed to be an 8-day mission, okay, to the International Space Station.
Sit right back and you hear a tale of a fateful trip.
So astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, they were already supposed to be back, okay, because they left in June. Well, now it comes out, according to NASA, sorry, guys, we're going to need you to stay there until February. That's wild. That is wild. They're saying that everything is equipped there to be able to accommodate that. So it's not like this is some crisis. But this is really not getting, I don't know, it's not getting the attention that I thought it would, especially, and I did not know this until very recently. I forget who we were talking to. Maybe it was JJ Carafano talking about how Kamala Harris is over all of this. I mean, like, she kind of, like, she's the border czar. She has her hand on anything related to space for the administration. That was what he was talking about.
Does that make her a space cadet?
She's a space czar.
I just wondered.
Mark's cracking jokes at 5:38 here on Monday morning.
I'm just saying. I mean, she's
Monday
a little
morning.
Bit of a space cadet. I think that that's probably the perfect job for her.
And Boeing, man, Boeing, I'm sorry, cannot get it right with the planes and now with the spacecrafts. Just everything is going wrong for Boeing. Listen to part of this report talking about what the heck happened.
The Starliner vehicle suffered setbacks with helium leaks and thrusters that abruptly stopped working on the initial leg of its first crewed test flight. Engineers spent weeks trying to understand the problem and alternative ways to bring the crew home.
We have contingency options. We've put those in play. NASA always has contingency options.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to send that spacecraft back unmanned, and then SpaceX is going to go rescue them in February. But they're still stuck there.
Now, the Starliner is a Boeing product, right?
It's a Boeing product,
were there
yes.
some doors loose or something? What was the problem?
The door flew off as they were flying there.
It was a helium leak.
It was a helium leak and some sort of a thruster issue, which if I'm being honest, I don't even know what that means.
Well, that's the ability to generally steer the aircraft into the right orbit, I guess, for...
Well, that would be important.
...to come back into... Yeah, that would be... That matters, because you don't want to miss...
Safe.
Well, that... So Boeing seemed to say, we're okay, just try it. And NASA's like, let's not try it. Let's not try that.
Hang loose, and the new head of NASA, Elon Musk, under the Trump administration, will send somebody up to get you in February.
February? Can you imagine?
Tesla up to get you in 5 months.
We're going to send a cyber truck up to you. To rescue you at the International Space Station.
Mark and I saw a Cybertruck.
No, I know. I've seen him
every day when I pass the Chesterfield
Mall. Quite often now.
They're parked out there all the time.
No, but I see him on the road, and you know that they love the fact that everyone turns around to see who's driving that.
They're so ugly.
I know.
But anyway, to your point, these poor people are going to have to wait until February to come home. And I'm not claustrophobic. I'm really not. I am impatient. And when I was on that flight to Alaska from Dallas, and they told me it was going to take 6 hours and 50 minutes, so almost 7 hours, I watched a movie, I took a nap, I woke up, there were still 3.5 hours left. I wanted to get up and open a door and jump out. I mean, I was just done. Can you imagine being told you're in this confined space in space and you can't leave for 5 more months?
Yeah, but how big is the International Space Station?
Because that's a 5-bedroom apartment.
Okay. That's not terrible.
So you can
That's
move
not...
around to 5 different bedrooms. Come on, have a ball.
That's not terrible. I am claustrophobic and honestly a little bit impatient too.
So my guess is that they're astronauts, so they're prepared for this eventuality.
They know it. It's a possibility.
The isolation. Maybe they're both only children, and isolation is something they're used to.
I guess I would not be thrilled knowing. I mean, there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. If there are
lawsuits
already,
why?
Boeing, you need to get your act together. No. What is going on? Seriously,
well,
it's like
there are
every
9 people up there in this 5-bedroom apartment.
That's rough. That is really rough.
There's supposed to be 7.
Come on, we're going to bunk together. Let's get in our bunk. But you think they have bunk beds there at the International Space Station? They'd strap them down so that they don't just float up to the ceiling. Wouldn't they have to be strapped down to do anything? Like, seriously, like sleep, go to the bathroom? Don't you have to wear a seatbelt, basically, if you're using the toilet?
My guess is you have to be secured or know what's going on. I've never been
on tight to the toilet.
I've lost weight, but I've never been weightless. I don't know.
I'd love to know that. I don't think I would do well in space. I feel so bad for these people. I don't know why it's not generating a lot more talk. I feel like the Biden administration has said nothing about it, probably because Kamala Harris is supposedly in charge of all of, like, she heads it up for that administration. Not like I'm saying this is all her fault. Clearly, Boeing had an issue with its aircraft or with the spaceship. And I know these things can happen, to your point, Mark. But man, this whole situation just fascinates me that this is supposed to be an 8-day mission, and here we go.
Well,
actually, it's going to be like 6 or 7 months. Just you hang tight, literally hang tight. We'll get you when we can.
Here's the other thing. When the Gemini and all that stuff was going up back in the day, all of the astronauts were all about the same age. They had been in the Air Force or some other branch of the military, had gone into NASA. They were all in their probably late 20s, I would guess, at the time. These people are not spring chickens. Butch is 61 years old, and the lady Williams is 58 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been there for a while. So I'm sure that they're used to it.
Well,
right?
that actually is probably a better thing in the sense that they I would assume do not have a young family. Now, if you look at Hollywood, people like what's his face are having kids at age like 70. But I would assume that these two astronauts don't have young families who are wishing that they were back home. You know, they have a family that's probably really sad about it, but it's not like they have young children running around.
They didn't go up there expecting to be gone for 5 months.
Longer
honey,
than that. It's going to be
honey,
six
I'm
or
gonna
seven
be,
before they...
I'm going to be a little late getting home.
Don't wait. Go ahead and eat dinner like for the next few months because I'm not going to be home.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. Joking aside that... It seems like it's a bigger story. Given the amount of money you spend on NASA, how in the world did we let this happen? We've been to the moon and back before. I know we've lost astronauts, but I'm just saying, that seems like a little bit of a flub up.
Well, that's true. Thinking about just the financial aspect of this, and I'm clueless about this particular stuff. I just don't know much about the way these missions work.
This is the best part. They didn't take enough clothes with them. So they're having to fly extra clothing up there for them.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah. It says it right here. Early in the week, NASA used a SpaceX rocket to deliver more food and supplies, including extra clothes for the two astronauts.
Honey, I'm out of underwear. Could you bring more underwear?
They didn't pack enough.
Well, certainly they didn't pack enough.
Staying.
They thought they were going to be there for 8 days, not 7 months or whatever it equates to. Yeah, 7 months. 8 months? That's crazy. Yeah, I'm a little surprised they can't get them back a little bit sooner, but my gosh, I feel for these astronauts. There will probably be probably be more that comes out about this, but they're not coming home till at least February, it sounds like.
Yep. So they've all been up there before, so they're all not new to this. She's a two-time... This is the third time for her and the second time for him to be up in space, so they're all good.
Well, first-timers for,
good for
being...
Yeah. Stuck.
Stuck, yes.
All right, coming up... You know what? Generally speaking, I've been a fan of the Foo Fighters for one reason, Carl. One reason only. They are big fans of Van Halen, and
yes,
they play their music a lot.
Of course.
But that all may be changing. My opinion of the Foo Fighters is about to go down the crapper, and I'm going to explain why when we come back here in just a minute.
In the states where I would have been a spoiler, I'm going to get out. So it's about 10 states.
That's nice. I'd call him a hero for that, wouldn't you? But unfortunately, when he spoke at Trump's campaign the other day, they were playing this song in the background, Here Comes My Hero, by the Foo Fighters. Everybody who knows what Foo is. And the fools in the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, chief fool among them, has threatened to sue the Trump campaign for not having permission to play their music. He's apparently a screaming lefty who is mad that the Trump campaign dared to play his music. Like the Hollywood's decided they can completely control that. The problem is they've licensed all of their music. And if you pay the license fee, anybody can use it. Anybody, if you pay BMI licensing fees. So in covering this, they put out a tweet. We would never allow the Trump campaign to do this. They didn't ask our permission, blah, blah, blah. We want them to stop playing our song. But the Trump campaign did pay the license fee. So the Foo Fighters can go pound sand. Dave Grohl and the whole bunch can go suck it. Because listen to this. This is a story in The Independent. Donald Trump's campaign said it had a license to play My Hero at a rally in which the former president received the endorsement of political rival turned backer Robert F. Kennedy Jr., despite the band saying they did not grant permission. The Independent has seen documents that confirm the campaign had indeed licensed the song from BMI's Songview service. Quote, we have a license to play that song, end quote, a campaign spokesperson said. The Foo Fighters are still mad about it, but they also are laughing all the way to the bank or crying all the way to the bank in this particular case.
It's so irritating seeing all these stars, these artists freaking out that the Trump campaign has any affiliation with them. You know, it's like they have to make sure that they are completely distanced from them. No. We had nothing to do with that. We didn't say it was okay. We're not Trump supporters. Don't hate us. Don't cancel us. Because if we were Trump supporters, we know that you would all cancel us. Because that's how it goes, right?
I know. And here's I'm going to play a bite for you here. For those of you, you know who Quentin Tarantino is?
Yeah.
The director? Hard lefty, of course, like most of them, because you can't work in Hollywood, generally speaking, without being a hard lefty. So Bill Maher has Quentin Tarantino on his little video podcast he does where he sits there and they have cocktails and they talk about politics. And because it's not broadcast over the air, you can cuss or do anything or say anything you want on this thing. So I had to have Ethan clean this up a little bit before we could air it this morning. So, Ethan, thank you for doing that. I'm trusting that he got all the F-bombs out of it because Quentin Tarantino uses them about every third word. But Maher was asking him if he wasn't just a little disappointed that Kamala Harris won't hold a interview with journalists, won't hold a news conference. Quentin Tarantino is one of the screaming lefties, apparently like Dave Grohl, who doesn't care. Hold on. Here, Carl. You know, I get so irritated at myself because I turn these things down because people like KSDK mess me up so often. Listen.
Look, you can talk about maybe she should have had more guts about this or that and the other, but we're the president. Right.
And Trump's not the president, and we're the president, and now it's going to be about this. But this is about winning. What most people don't give the Democrats enough credit for, all right, but we give the Republicans credit for, it's like, no, sometimes it's just about winning. And it doesn't matter how we look right at this moment. It's about winning.
Oh, wow.
That is all they care about. They think if they can just keep the lid on her and not let any media get to her to ask her hard questions, they can win. And that is all they care about.
Well, the lid's about to come off here in like a week and a half.
Well, we hope, right? We hope. But she's doing daily debate work, prep work right now.
If it's the same person who trained Biden, my gosh. Number one. Number two, the idea that you would say that. I hope that she brings some of those same things to this debate.
Yeah.
Man, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't underestimate her ability to perform. I think she can get, she gets canned answers and they don't do follow-ups, and she's allowed to get away with half canned answers. She'll pull it off. That's the thing I'm afraid of. That's why she's scared to death to go on Fox, because she knows they'll follow up with hard questions about her policies. It would be the first time on the 10th. And by the way, if you haven't signed up for the debate watch party yet, you better do that. I'm sure it's going to fill up because we have capacity issues out there, Dave and Buster's on the 10th. But we are holding a watch party. You can come out and hang out with the crew from 97.1, and we're going to have a great time. Be drinking, and I'm sure we'll do some debate bingo for every time she says, "Let me be clear," right? She borrowed that from Barack Obama. Let me be clear. Let me be clear. I want to end private health insurance. Let me be clear. We don't need a border wall. Let me be clear. I was never the border czar. I'm just speculating on all the different things that might be on Kamala Harris bingo. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In the states where I would have been a spoiler, I'm going to get out. So it's about 10 states.
That's nice. I'd call him a hero for that, wouldn't you? But unfortunately, when he spoke at Trump's campaign the other day, they were playing this song in the background, "Here Comes My Hero" by the Foo Fighters. Everybody who knows what Foo is. And the fools in the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, chief fool among them, has threatened to sue the Trump campaign for not having permission to play their music. He's apparently a screaming lefty who is mad that the Trump campaign dared to play his music. Like the Hollywoods decided they can completely control that. The problem is they've licensed all of their music. And if you pay the license fee, anybody can use it. Anybody. If you pay BMI licensing fees. So in covering this, they put out a tweet. We would never allow the Trump campaign to do this. They didn't ask our permission, blah, blah, blah. We want them to stop playing our song. But the Trump campaign did pay the license fee. So the Foo Fighters can go pound sand. Dave Grohl and the whole bunch can go suck it. Because listen to this. This is a story in The Independent. Donald Trump's campaign said it had a license to play My Hero at a rally in which the former president received the endorsement of political rival turned backer Robert F. Kennedy Jr., despite the band saying they did not grant permission. The Independent has seen documents that confirm the campaign had indeed licensed the song from BMI's Songview service. Quote, "We have a license to play that song," end quote, a campaign spokesperson said. The Foo Fighters are still mad about it. But they also are laughing all the way to the bank, or crying all the way to the bank in this particular case.
It's so irritating seeing all these stars, these artists freaking out that the Trump campaign has any affiliation with them. You know, it's like they have to make sure that they are completely distanced from them. No. We had nothing to do with that. We didn't say it was okay. We're not Trump supporters. Don't hate us. Don't cancel us. Because if we were Trump supporters, we know that you would all cancel us. because that's how it goes, right?
I know. And here's I'm going to play a bite for you here. For those of you, you know who Quentin Tarantino is?
Yeah.
The director? Hard lefty, of course, like most of them, because you can't work in Hollywood, generally speaking, without being a hard lefty. So Bill Maher has Quentin Tarantino on his little video podcast he does where he sits there and they have cocktails and they talk about politics. And because it's not broadcast over the air, you can cuss or do anything or say anything you want on this thing. So I had to have Ethan clean this up a little bit before we could air it this morning. So Ethan, thank you for doing that. I'm trusting that he got all the F-bombs out of it because Quentin Tarantino uses them about every third word. But Maher was asking him if he wasn't just a little disappointed that Kamala Harris won't hold a interview with a journalist, won't hold a news conference. Quentin Tarantino is one of the screaming lefties, apparently like Dave Grohl, who doesn't care. Hold on. Here, Carl. You know, I get so irritated at myself because I turn these things down because people like KSDK mess me up so often. Listen.
Look, you can talk about maybe she should have had more guts about this or that and the other, but we're the president.
Right.
And Trump's not the president, and we're the president, and now it's going to be about this. But this is about winning. What most people don't give the Democrats enough credit for, all right, but we give the Republicans credit for, it's like, no, sometimes it's just about winning. And it doesn't matter how we look right at this moment. It's about winning.
Oh, wow.
That is all they care about. They think if they can just keep the lid on her and not let any media get to her to ask her hard questions, they can win. And that is all they care about.
Well, the lid's about to come off here in like a week and a half.
Well, we hope, right? We hope. But she's doing daily debate work, prep work right now.
If it's the same person who trained Biden, my gosh. Number one. Number two, the idea that you would say that. I hope that she brings some of those same things to this debate.
Yeah.
Man, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't underestimate her ability to perform. I think she can get, she gets canned answers and they don't do follow-ups and she's allowed to get away with half canned answers. She'll pull it off. That's the thing I'm afraid of. That's why she's scared to death to go on Fox, because she knows they'll follow up with hard questions about her policies. It would be the first time on the 10th. And by the way, if you haven't signed up for the debate watch party yet, you better do that. I'm sure it's going to fill up because we have capacity issues out there, Dave and Buster's on the 10th. But we are holding a watch party. You can come out and hang out with the crew from 97.1, and we're going to have a great time. We'll be drinking, and I'm sure we'll do some debate bingo for every time she says, "Let me be clear." Right? She borrowed that from Barack Obama. Let me be clear. Let me be clear. I want to end private health insurance. Let me be clear. We don't need a border wall. Let me be clear. I was never the borders are. I'm just speculating on all the different things that might be on Kamala Harris bingo. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.